This is Wilfred Graves. How much would it improve your life if you could think the thoughts of God? If you are a Christian, I have good news for you. The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:16 that we have the mind of Christ. Enjoy this short sermon clip.
One result of our union with Christ is that we can think his thoughts. In the words of 1 Corinthians 2:16, we have the mind of Christ. Now, thinking his thoughts does not happen automatically. Thinking his thoughts takes some effort on our part. It is impossible for us to think his thoughts if our minds are filled with other things. Each day, then, we should renew our minds with the Word of God and aggressively resist ungodly thoughts. Let me say that again. Each day, we should renew our minds with the Word of God and aggressively resist ungodly thoughts. Romans 12:2 declares, "And do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God." Amen. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. Now, the reading and especially the hearing of the Word of God build faith in our hearts. So I encourage you to spend time each day reading and reciting and memorizing and meditating on and applying the principles of the Bible. After a while, the Word will become a part of you and transform your thinking. Amen? Amen. You can praise God if you know that that's true. Hallelujah. The Word of God is so important to the life of the Christian. And in addition to consuming a regular diet of God's Word, we should aggressively resist ungodly thoughts. As 2 Corinthians 10:5 states, 2 Corinthians 10:5, we demolish arguments and every pretension that sets itself up against the knowledge of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. Sometimes we have to say to our brains, "You will be subject to Jesus Christ." Amen? You will focus on things that are true and things that are holy and things that are beneficial. The Lord has given us the right, or he has given us the authority, to do the will of God. And it's God's will for us to think healthy thoughts. Amen?
Learn more about God and living the Christian life at wilfredgraves.org.